Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo! Yo! What is going on? It's Wednesday. Happy hump day, baby! KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell Kitty. What's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning, Kitty.
Hi.
One of those days. I'm trying. I'm sorry. I know it's gonna be a day. We're gonna be fine. We're gonna do this together. You, me, the KC Morning Hoes. We got this. I need you speaking to that mic though. We're gonna do this.
Test my mic.
I did test it. You didn't no, speak up. There we go. My name is Hartzell. October 14th. Your high today, 84 degrees. Your low, 52. That's nice, y'all. That's real nice. It's gonna start getting chilly though. This is fall, believe it or not. Winds out of the west, southwest. Didn't know that was possible. Mostly clear skies tonight. Your UV index, Kitty, it's a 5 out of 10. That ain't bad. Go get some sun. Sometimes I'm into that sexy transparent, but you know, well, we got this 5 out of 10. Let's use it. And you got until 6:40, because that's your sunset tonight. 6:40. Plan accordingly. That's your weather dealio. This is your KC Morning Show. Kitty, you know, I want you to be open, but I only want to go as far as you want to take it. Yeah, we had a little bit of a death in the family, but yeah, how much do you want to go into it? We will only go as far as you want.
I'm definitely struggling right now. Anyone who doesn't have the quote-unquote, you know, nuclear family, they understand where I'm coming from. You've got siblings, half-siblings, full-siblings, step-siblings, whatever. Sometimes it just gets messy, and that's kind of where mine is at. Yeah. 3 years ago, today I had found out that my father who raised me was in a car accident and he died just 2 days later. So this week always really sucks for me, right? Then exactly a year later, I was coming up on that 1 year anniversary of his death and my biological father died. So now it's been 2 years since that, 3 years since the first one, and I have I have a lot of siblings.
What are their ages?
On
your biological dad's side.
Three sisters. They are 7, 9, and 11. And it's sad because they've been growing up without him, and this week I found out that their mother also died. So like my stepmom. Yeah.
We love you. I love you. I'm sorry. I can only imagine all the triggers, right? Because this is like a weird parallel.
October sucks.
And please, only go as far as you want to say. But, you know, like having kind of lived what they're going through, you know, that's got to be triggering for you. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I fortunately didn't have any classes yesterday.
Small victories. Hey, celebrate the wins.
Yeah. So I laid on the couch all day yesterday. I've been pretty upset. You know, I'm really just now starting to connect with this side of my family. So for this to happen again.
I just think that those girls are going to get so much out of being around you, though. I mean, seriously, this opportunity for y'all to connect. I mean, this could be really something special because they're going to lean on you.
That's kind of what I'm hoping for.
Because where do they stay?
They are in Washington.
Okay.
My aunt, she is going to try to get custody of the three of them. And she lives in Arizona. So I have already put the word out that, you know.
Let's go to Arizona, Kitty. Let's go. We can take this show on the road. Seriously, I'm not kidding. We can go next week.
Yeah.
For real. We can take this thing on the road.
I feel like I'm finally old enough that I can be someone for someone else.
One of the things about this show that I think is special, and again, thank you so much, Kansas City, for listening and hanging out with us, is that, you know, we're young, we're a new perspective, but we're pretty open and honest. Like, this is life. 2020 has kicked everybody's ass, and we're all just trying to get a few, you know, body blows here in between. We're counterpunching in 2020, and it takes all of us, you know, doing it together. We got to all lend a hand in this fight to keep this boxing analogy going. And I think they want to connect with you now more than ever. So I love you. We got this. And what do we do in these situations, Kitty? What do? We suppress. When I find myself in times of trouble, when Mother Mary comes to me, you know what she brings? Do you know what she brings me?
A bottle of booze.
Yeah, that. We booze together, and then collectively, we put together a list.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
Let's suppress for a quick second. JK, LOL, smiley face. Kids, talk to your therapist. Adults, talk to your therapist. Everybody, talk to your therapist. It works. So what we're going to do right now, Kitty, we're going to think about movies. Not only are we going to think about movies, Kitty, we're going to think about what kind of movies we're thinking about, because I have for you a list. What is each state's favorite horror film? So I got all 50 states, Kitty. So why don't you just, give me a few. I got all 50. I'm not going to recite all of them. We're gonna save Kansas and Missouri for last.
Right.
But give me a few.
$5 on Delaware.
Delaware likes Repulsion. Yes, they're a fan of that one.
Makes sense.
Okay, give me another one.
That's where Joe Biden's from.
Uh-huh.
Hawaii.
Hawaii. They watch Cargo in Hawaii.
What the hell is Cargo?
I don't know that one.
New Mexico.
New Mexico. They are alien fans in New Mexico.
That makes sense.
No, I do like that. Minnesota digs Psycho. Massachusetts digs Jaws.
Ooh.
Oklahoma likes Zombieland. I love that.
Okay, give us Kansas and Missouri.
Let's do Kansas first. Kansas, y'all like to watch Tremors in Kansas. Ooh, spooky.
No Richter scale can measure it.
They're coming!
No scientist can explain it.
Bert, they're under the ground!
You didn't get penetration even with the alpha gun.
Run, run!
And no one knows what to call it.
Megaworms or suckers or suckoids. Damn!
Kevin Bacon, Fred Ward, Tremors.
And this is your KC Morning Show, so let's wrap it up with Missouri. Missouri loves The Bride of Frankenstein.
Classic.
Remove the diffuser beds.
She's alive. Alive! The Bride of Frankenstein.
All right, Kitty, before we do the news, this was like making all the rounds on Twitter. I'm a gamer now. Star Wars Squadron. What up? Boots to Asses 2010. That's my gamer tag. Xbox Live. Anyway, I'm a gamer now. And the PS5, the like intro sounds was like leaked on a Burger King commercial. Like, you know, when you turn on an Xbox, it's like the woo, you know. Okay. All right. Again, it's not newsworthy or anything, but
that's it. You got to fight the evil Burger King. He's the ultimate burger boss.
It's the collab that we didn't think we needed.
Is it going to be like a Willy Wonka situation? You know, you buy enough Whoppers, you get an Xbox. I'm confused.
Oh, Twitter last night was losing its mind over literally.
I was laying on the couch all day long. I did not move from my spot.
Oh, you missed all the hotness. This was the rage.
Up here looking at some flame-throwed Whoopers.
Wednesday, October 14th, the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go! It's KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell Kitty.
Yes.
Hump day, baby.
Listen, I'm really not in the mood.
For the next however long it takes us to finish this show, it's just me and you. It's me and you in Kansas City hanging out.
Okay.
Forget about life for a while. We're at a cafe. I got some bottomless mimosas.
Right.
I got my iPad, and we're looking at Apple News. And we're going to talk about the news. I'm going to make some jokes.
I think it would be a lot easier to get into if you did have bottomless mimosas.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I can work on that.
Yeah.
Sponsors always pending. All right, Kitty, let's do this. COVID!
The rolling average of daily new COVID-19 cases is up across the metro tonight. The average number of hospitalizations also went up from 1 week ago. Testing is going up tonight. Nearly 3,000 new tests a day have been reported in the 9-county area. That's an average of more than 20,000 a week.
So if you're looking at the guidance from, you know, like the coronavirus task force, they would say that Missouri and Kansas, like we're in that range where we should be like shutting down again. It's bad. It's not good. This is a quote from Governor Kelly. She says, "A much more effective way is to have the local buy-in. The better way to do it, rather than using the hammer, is to continue to work closely with local public health officials." Well, okay. That's a great intellectual aspiration, Governor Kelly. I think we are past the point of shutting stuff down again. I just don't think we have the stomach for it anymore. So I guess now we have to try to find this happy new normal. And as of now, that includes hospitalizations going up.
At KU, 7 patients are in the ICU and 6 are on ventilators. Doctors say they're seeing more younger patients.
In one study or one release of numbers, that 20 to 30 range
made up 20% of new cases, you know, around the nation. So we know that the younger people are being more infected than they have been in the past.
Advent Health Shawnee Mission is also seeing the younger patients, but they're staying for shorter periods of time because of their age and being able to treat it more effectively. Hospitalizations have remained about the same since summertime.
We have been in the range of 15 to probably 25 for the last 3 months. So it's ranged, it's up and down in that range.
Young folks, I guess that's us. You know, yeah, we're going to the hospital, but it's not that long. Have you seen a hospital bill recently? I mean, I know we're talking about how hospital stays are going down, but I can't last 15 minutes. 15 minutes in a hospital is worth more than the sum of me. So I have a hard time finding silver linings in that, but I don't know. Doesn't seem great to me. We're going to keep saying it. Mask up. Mask up, kitty.
You know, I double mask.
Double bagging it. All right. There she is.
Gross.
So I know some of us are sending in those mail-in ballots, and you're thinking, all right, what's next? Like, am I going to make sure my vote is heard and all that? Well, Jackson County officials trying to ease some of your doubts.
The state of Missouri is already accepting ballots sent in by mail. In Missouri, the ballots do have to be returned via the United States Postal Service. If you're voting absentee, you can return it in person, drop it off, or mail it in.
We know they're here. We know we mailed them out. Then we accept them. We know they're back in the office. We lock them in a vault, and they stay there until we start processing them 5 days out.
We talked about the scams that were going on after we got the stimulus checks. Remember that back in, what, March or April? It's been, that seems like that was years ago. The same thing now is happening with COVID. We got all kinds of COVID scams. People are losing all kinds of money. So be on the lookout for this, y'all. Don't fall for the okie doke.
Lucy Bakers with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, a watchdog organization that has been tracking COVID scams since May. They've been following the Federal Trade Commission's database, which shows more than $155 million lost to COVID fraud. The top fraud reports are about online shopping.
It was a combination of shady sellers putting up websites really quick, claiming they had in-demand products when they didn't, or they just failed to ship, or when they did, they were counterfeit products or just not what the customer ordered.
Another concern for the FTC, scam treatments and cures for COVID-19.
We actually have sent more than 300 warning letters to companies telling them that they really have no basis for making the claims that they've been making. And very often those warning letters are enough to get them to change their advertising and marketing practices.
I lose all kinds of money on stuff. Like I thought I bought one of those like bird scooters last year. I did not. Spoiler, I did not. So yeah, be on the lookout for this kind of stuff. I got hoodwinked for a BLM mask. I was trying to get one of those, you know, Black Lives Matter flags and a mask and stuff. And so I was trying to, you know, be for the cause and try to find someplace legit to, you know, give my black money to maybe a black business. And come to find out, I bought some stuff from China. So
I actually ordered something that I was pretty sure was a scam, but it was so cheap that I did it anyways. And it showed up. You don't know what it was?
Yeah, what was it? Of course.
It was a thing called Age Hams.
What is an Age Ham? What the hell are you talking
about?
It's
a teeny tiny, they're going to send us ads now.
Oh, yeah, they're listening right
it's
now.
It's a teeny tiny, like, pink eraser ham, like a little pig. And they send you, like, a little card that you can fold up into his house. And it's like, hey, someone just sent you a pig. Or someone just sent you an aged ham. It was so funny. My mom calls me and she's like,
was
what?
It funny?
She was.
Was it?
I feel it like was.
Should I have been there for?
Oh my God. She called me and she's like, Alex, why did I just get this tiny little pig in the mail with a dollar sign on his butt?
How high were you when you bought these?
It just came up on my Instagram ad. I was just like, yep, take my $3.22. Would recommend.
The Chiefs kitty playing this weird Monday afternoon game. It's like 4 o'clock on Monday. The Chiefs taking on the Bills. The sausage, Anthony Sherman, he is out.
Breaking news, the Chiefs have placed fullback Anthony Sherman on the COVID list. According to Sports Illustrated, Sherman has not tested positive, but he was exposed to someone who has. According to the league's new rules, Sherman can only return to the team if he remains asymptomatic and if he gets 2 negative test results. The team will also closely monitor his symptoms.
More on that with Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's Benny Heiss. He'll be on the show Friday. Sporting KC, they're playing tonight as well. They're going to be playing, is it Dallas? Yes. So check all that out. Fox Sports Kansas City, SportingKC.com for info. M-I-Z, wave that wheat, rock chalk, the border showdown, kitty. Did you ever go to a Mizzou KU football game or basketball game or any of that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's a good time. I don't remember a lot of them. I've been to a few, but I don't remember a lot of them. Well, the border showdown, it's back, but also we got to press pause. Obviously, it's all because of COVID.
Well, the anticipated showdown between Mizzou and KU will be put off for one more season. It was scheduled to tip off at T-Mobile Center this December 12th. But once the NCAA moved the start of the NCAA basketball season from November 10th through the 25th, both schools ran into scheduling conflicts. Now, Kansas and Mizzou agreed to renew the rivalry that hasn't played a meaningful game against each other since 2012. This year's game has been rescheduled for the 2026-27 season. Now, the series begins next year at Allen Fieldhouse on December 11th. Both KU and Mizzou will host two games. The other two games will be played at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City.
People hate me because, you know, my dad is a photographer, so he works and does stuff for KU. I went to Mizzou, so I, like, was the guy who had the Mario Chalmers shot in my apartment in Columbia. It was an interesting conversation piece, that's for sure. Also, UMKC. Whenever we get any info as far as, like, when y'all getting back up and going for sports, let us know, because I want to be the super fan. Let me be that guy. I will be the Jack Nicholas. Is it Nicholas or Nicholson? I always get them confused. Anyway, I'll be the Jack of UMKC. Let me be that guy. Please and thank you. The last time they had somebody repping them was, like, Larry Johnson. And trust me, y'all, you can do better than Larry Johnson. Trust me. I'm better than Larry Johnson. I said it. Yeah, I said it. I said it. I don't know how we do this because, you know, I'm not going to the theaters right now either, but we got to find a way to save AMC.
AMC Theaters says it's nearly out of money. The movie theater chain based out of Leawood says its existing cash resources will likely be largely depleted by the end of 2020 or early next year. The company says the reduced movie slate and the lack of attendance are two main factors. AMC says if customers don't buy more tickets, they will have to find new ways to borrow money.
One of the last cool things I got when I was still actively employed at the radio station was one of those AMC cards. I could watch movies for free. All right. It was like the last flex I had. All right. I don't get a whole lot. It's radio, y'all. I don't have a whole lot of clout anymore. And now I can't even use it. And AMC might be going away. I need y'all to mask the f*** up. I need this.
But are you able to get snacks for each trip?
Well, see, why you gotta do that?
How you gonna flex on me over here, boo, if you can't even give me no popcorn or a large wiener?
I'm doing the best I can. I have decided this year, kitty, I'm going to embrace the holiday season super early. Usually I make fun of those folks, like, you know, the pumpkin spice basics of the world. I made fun of you. Not this year.
You made fun of me. You let me put those pumpkins up in your house on September 1st.
Exactly. I'm embracing it this year. You know what? We need all the wins that we can take in 2020.
I want to carve a pumpkin today. Can I stab something, please?
I'm down. We can do the Christmas stuff early.
You know, they said Walmart's got free pumpkins and flowers out again.
Let's do it all. We got Christmas lights already getting prepared. The longest light show. It's like the longest animated light show thing.
I
it's
heard
happening.
About that. Are we going?
Of course we're going to go. It's in Swope Park, and here's a sneak peek.
The lights stretch for about a mile on Oakwood Drive. That's in Swope Park, but it takes a while to get through it because obviously everyone's going really slow. There's going to be 9 themed areas. You can register for your slot online.
You ready? Let's do that. Here we go. Have a holly jolly 2020. We're going to turn the ship around.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty solid. I like that one. To D.C. we go, kitty.
Amy Coney Barrett was grilled by senators today, stepping out of the long shadow of her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia.
People say that you're a female Scalia. What would you say?
I would say that Justice Scalia was obviously a mentor. And as I said when I accepted the president's nomination, that his philosophy is mine, too. If I'm confirmed, you would not be getting Justice Scalia. You would be getting Justice Barrett.
But what would that mean? Democrats zeroed in on the possibility of a contested presidential election ending up in the Supreme Court, and whether Barrett, if she's confirmed, should even participate in such a case, after President Trump has declared he's counting on her and the court to look at the ballots.
Will you commit to recusing yourself from any case arising from a dispute in the presidential election results 3 weeks from now?
I would consider it, I certainly hope that all members of the committee have more confidence in my integrity than to think that I would allow myself to be used as a pawn to decide this election for the American people.
So essentially, it's a job interview, and the questioning will be continuing all day long from the senators of the Judiciary Committee.
So is it like a requirement that they have to have the whole ridiculous name thing? Like, I mean, RBG was really cool, but like now we have to have ACB. Like, are you freaking kidding me?
I know, right? It's the worst, isn't it?
Ugh.
We were supposed to have a debate tomorrow between Joe Biden and President Trump. They canceled it for a host of different reasons. Well, now the president is counter-programming because Joe had already lined up his town hall that he was going to do on ABC with, I think, George Stephanopoulos. Well, the president has counter-programmed Joe Biden. He's going to throw his own party.
Okay, Mika, I want to jump in here with some breaking news just announced by NBC. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern on NBC, President Trump will hold a live town hall hosted by Savannah Guthrie. It'll be 1 hour at 8 o'clock Eastern in Miami. Remember, October 15th, tomorrow night, was supposed to be the date of the second debate. Joe Biden is doing his own town hall. Jonathan Lemire, there's some more news in here, though, that I think is significant. The National Institutes of Health oversaw and conducted its own test and its own analysis of President Trump in order so that this event could take place. They found with a high degree of confidence that President Trump is not transmitting the virus. So the NIH, led by Dr. Anthony Fauci, has conducted an independent PCR test and found what it says, a high degree of confidence that the president is not transmitting the virus, therefore clearing him for this 1 hour NBC town hall tomorrow night with Savannah Guthrie.
See, this is my kind of petty. You know, this is the whole like anything you can do, I can do better. It's pretty inconsequential. I mean, no one's going to really remember anything about Biden's town hall or Trump's town hall for that matter. But, you know, the whole who's going to tune in where. Honestly, Kitty, this is very 90s wrestling. This is like WWF versus WCW. I'm into it. I can't wait. Ring the bell. Let's go. Ring that bell. Ding, ding, ding. I got a few more, Kitty. Let's talk candy corn. Let's talk about this. All right. I don't know if you're a fan or not.
I don't actually hate candy corn. Like, if it's there, I'll eat it.
Interesting.
I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Well, this is an interesting case study. We should add you.
I like those little wax bottles with juice in them.
We need to add your data to this list right here. For some reason, PRNewsWire.com, they have released some findings on the type of person who enjoys candy corn.
Candy corn, but using the word candy to describe it is wrong. Using the word corn is wrong. It does not taste like candy nor corn. It tastes like something that was made out of oil.
You can find all of this using the hashtag Halloween is happening. Who enjoys candy corn the most? All right, Kitty. Out of boomers, Gen Xers, millennials, or Gen Zers, who enjoys candy corn the most? Go.
Boomers.
See, that's what I would have also thought. 56% of boomers do enjoy their candy corn, but that is not the winner of this survey. Gen Xers at 58%, they enjoy candy corn the most.
That sounds right. They didn't have nothing.
Gen Zers at 49% and millennials at 46%. 29% of Americans admit to nibbling candy corn's narrow white end first.
Yes.
There you go.
I do. Why wouldn't you eat it by the color?
All right. These are the facts. Southerners are 2% more likely than the average American to begin with the wider yellow end.
Nope, that's weird.
Like it fat in the South. I get it.
You don't eat the bottom first. Start at the top.
Don't eat the bottom first.
Gross.
Pick yourself.
You nasty.
2/3 of the folks who participated in this survey said they will participate in trick-or-treating in person. 74% of millennial moms and young parents, they say that Halloween 2020 is more important now than ever. Of course, 74% of millennial moms would say that. All right, Karen, we get it.
I think the reason to have kids is to steal their Halloween candy. I used to barter my Halloween candy when I was young.
Look at you. 79% of parents indicate that they have taken candy from their children the night after trick-or-treating. 79%.
The night after. Mm-hmm. Mine was the night of. My parents were like, this Reese's ain't good. Oh, my mom would snatch all the Snickers. You know, I have my own news story. This one's actually breaking. No one's talking about it.
Look at you. Did you pull some audio?
I got some audio.
Look at you,
I need you to
Kitty.
Play my clip because no one is covering this hot topic.
A petition to save Taco Bell's Mexican pizza has nearly 82,000 signatures.
Let's go.
Dedicated fans are trying to keep the item from being discontinued November 5th. According to Taco Bell, the pizza's packaging doesn't fit the company's vision for environmental responsibility.
The packaging?
So that's the reason. I was trying to find out what was the reasoning. I hadn't heard yet. Okay.
Bro, if they want to just my Mexican pizza in my bare hands, I will gladly start bringing my own Tupperware, you know, whatever.
Give her this Mexican pizza or my girl will riot.
I did sign the petition. I did share it on Facebook. I would like it if everyone else did too.
Kitty is a single issue voter and this is her platform. She is part of the Save the Mexican Pizza Party.
Yes.
Join the cause. Join us.
Please help. This is all I have left.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Before we get out of here, it is a Wednesday, that hump day, baby. Words of wisdom. You get it every Wednesday. Just to get us through not only today, get us through the rest of our week, get us through our weekend. So, Kitty, what you got? Anything? You
gonna cue me up some music?
Let me get you some tunes. I think I got exactly what you want. In fact, I might have exactly what you need. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Wednesday wisdom. This is your KC Morning Show. Kitty, do that thing you do.
Be like a tree and let the dead leaves drop. Rumi. In the long run, we shape our lives and we shape ourselves. The process never ends until we die. And the choices we make ultimately are our own responsibility. Mm. Eleanor Roosevelt.
One of those type of days. Okay. Okay. That's our theme. I can sense the theme here.
Life is inherently risky. There's only one big risk you should avoid at all costs, and that is the risk of doing nothing.
I do like that one.
Dennis Waitley.
What up, Big D?
You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. C.S. Lewis. When someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Maya Angelou.
I knew that one.
Close some doors today, not because of pride, incapacity, or arrogance, but simply because they lead you nowhere. Paulo Coelho.
All right, give me one more.
All right.
Give it to me.
Grief is the price we pay for love. Queen Elizabeth II.
Jesus, come on. I need you to give me something up. Give me an up. I know. I get it. I love you. We're going to be okay. But we gotta give these people something. Don't end it on that one.
That's the last one I had.
Well, give me an original then.
My original is not.
You know, grab the bull by the damn horns or something.
I'll just
give
you some Dolly Parton.
Give me some Dolly. That when in doubt, go Dolly. I love that.
The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain.
That'll work. It's your KC Morning Show. Wednesday wisdom on your KC Morning Show. Kitty!
Yes.
We're going to be okay, though. It takes a village. And that's why we got a bunch of shoulders to lean on. You got a bunch. Mine happened to be pretty broad. Thank you very much. I've been lifting again, so.
No, you haven't.
I have been thinking about lifting again.
You've been thinking.
I ordered some new gloves. Very excited for that. Got a new headband coming.
So you're getting all the gear to work out. You're just not going to the gym.
The process of getting it started is also a workout, so let me have this. That's all we got, Kansas City. We love you so much. My name's Hart, so that's Kitty. We'll see you in the morning. Say bye.
KC Morning Show.